This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Vice President Mike Pence is trying to reassure Americans that the federal government is working to make sure state and local authorities are able to test for coronavirus in the communities. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Assurances by Vice President Mike Pence come as the number of U.S. cases grow, with reports of the first infections in Illinois and Rhode Island. Pence, along with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, say thousands more kits to test for coronavirus have been distributed to state and local officials, with thousands more to come. Azar also said,
"We will see more cases, that we will see continued community spreading in the United States, as we're seeing around the world. How big that gets, we do not know, but we have the most advanced public health system and surveillance system in the world."
Azar was interviewed on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Meanwhile, amid the biggest coronavirus outbreak outside of China, churches across South Korea were empty on Sunday. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Across South Korea on Sunday, pews were empty, churches shuttered, and worshippers turned away, as authorities fight to rein in public gatherings after a spike in coronavirus cases. South Korea is battling the biggest virus outbreak outside China. On Sunday, it announced 586 new coronavirus infections, taking the total to over 3,700 cases, and the day before saw the country's biggest daily jump, 813 cases. That's prompted churches to act. For the first time in its history, South Korea's Catholic Church has halted masses at more than 1,700 locations. Buddhist temples have also called off events, while major Christian churches held online services.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israelis take to the polls Monday in an unprecedented third consecutive election within a year. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Blue and white party leader Benny Gantz is trying to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the vote after two elections in 2019 failed to yield a conclusive result. Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, is seeking re-election. While facing indictments on corruption charges, he denies any wrongdoing. Public opinion polls are predicting a similar result to the previous two inconclusive elections, leaving a divided Israel deadlocked and neither candidate able to build a coalition government with their traditional partners. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The United States has signed a historic agreement with the Taliban in Doha that came through on Saturday. If all sides follow through, this could pave the way to end a 19-year-old war in Afghanistan. VOA's Aisha Tanzim was at the signing ceremony. She filed this report.
Two signatures, applause, a step toward ending a 19-year-old war. The agreement calls for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan in 14 months. But U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the pace is linked with Taliban actions.
We will closely watch the Taliban's compliance with their commitments and calibrate the pace of our withdrawal to their actions.
According to the agreement, the next phase, negotiations between Taliban and other Afghans, will begin March 10th. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Doha.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has pointed out one complication in this news. He announced in Kabul on Sunday his government has made no commitment to release thousands of Taliban prisoners. And that, of course, is a precondition to the start of the talks between the Taliban and other Afghan factions. Former Vice President Joe Biden won the South Carolina primary. That's a key vote in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Biden says he can forge a national coalition to beat President Donald Trump, but he does face tough contests in 14 states this week on Tuesday. Mike O'Sullivan reports.
A win for Joe Biden in South Carolina after the lackluster showings in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. He said the press and pundits had pronounced his candidacy dead.
Now, thanks to all of you, the heart of the Democratic Party, we just won and we've won big because of you.
Bernie Sanders placed a distant second, but still leads in the count of delegates needed for the nomination. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.